On today's show, a look at more reveals from the Beijing Auto Show. Mitsubishi says improper fuel economy tests go back a quarter century. And we reveal the answer to last week's barn find. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 26th of 2016. Last week, VW avoided going to trial over its diesel scandal after reaching an agreement with U.S. authorities to compensate diesel owners. But the company will be heading to court over an unrelated issue. VW wants to appeal a decision by the National Labor Relations Board that will allow skilled trades workers at its plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to organize with the UAW. Even though it's a small number of employees, about 160 out of 1,500 that work at the plant, the company doesn't potentially want separate representation for skilled and unskilled workers. VW did not say when or where it plans to file the appeal. Last week, Mitsubishi admitted overstating fuel economy numbers because its tests were not compliant with Japanese standards. At first, the company said the improper tests went back to 2002, but now the company revealed it started in 1991. Reuters reports that Mitsubishi claims it was submitting data based on U.S. regulations, which are more reliant on highway driving compared to the Japanese tests. But this new revelation will likely put a larger dent in the company. Its market share has been cut in half since last week, dropping nearly $4 billion. Mitsubishi is putting together a panel to investigate, but a report isn't expected for another 3 months. And still to come, a look at more reveals from the Beijing Auto Show.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
GM's Chinese brand, Baojun, which it operates with SAIC and Wuling, unveiled a new compact hatchback at the Beijing Auto Show. Called the 310, it's based on the Chevy Sail and is powered by a 1.2-liter engine, which has made it to a 5-speed manual transmission and gets 44 miles to the gallon. And speaking of China reveals, Nissan pulled the wraps off an all-new version of its small 4-door hatchback called the Tita. Not only does it boast the automaker's V-Motion grille, but also a more spacious interior and a host of driver assistance features. Under the hood lies a more powerful 1.6-liter engine mated to an improved CVT. Nissan already started taking pre-orders for the car. And speaking of Nissan, its luxury brand Infiniti had something to show off in China as well. Meet the QX Sport Inspiration, which is said to hint at what a future midsize SUV could look like. In Infiniti's case, that's the QX70. Not only does it hint at future exterior design with the latest interpretation of its powerful elegance design language, but the concept also hints at future interior design, which focuses on distinct zones for the driver and passengers. Let's round out the China reveals with the new Renault Koleos. The automaker has completely re-engineered the vehicle and moved it upmarket to become the brand's first D-segment SUV. Highlights include an easy-to-use all-wheel drive system, driver assistance features, and a better infotainment system. The Koleos will be built at plants in South Korea and China and will be available in 80 markets around the world. And for more info about the reveals from Beijing, make sure you check out our coverage of the show. John talks with executives about their new cars from the floor of the show. Just head to Autoline.tv or our YouTube channel to check that out. Coming up next, Mini wants to become Airbnb on wheels, and we reveal last week's barn find.
Bridgestone's revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles on a flat.
I feel unstoppable, like a superhero.
With a sidekick.
Yeah. You're my sidekick, right, bud?
No.
Okay.
Seems like every other day we hear about another automaker expanding into mobility services, and now Mini is the latest. Bloomberg reports that the company's new vehicles will soon offer devices that allow owners to rent out their cars, similar to Airbnb. The devices are able to accept payments and track the vehicle. The company says they're easy to install and aren't that expensive. And if the test goes well, BMW, which owns Mini, will offer the system for its vehicles too. Last week we showed you an image of a mystery truck spotted in the woods of northern Michigan, and it didn't take long for a number of you to expose its true identity. It's a late 1930s Chevy pickup. Thanks to everyone that participated, and a special thanks to viewer Jim Bilecki for sending in the pictures. And if any of you come across an interesting car or anything related to cars, please take a moment and shoot us a picture. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching and making Autoline Daily a part of your day.